Hi, my name is Joe Caffrey, president of Worldwide Business Brokers, a company that I founded in 2001. I'd like to spend a minute or two and tell you a little bit about what a business broker does. Probably the most easily grasped, although simplistic comparison, is to the work of a real estate broker. The obvious difference is that we sell businesses rather than real estate. Though there are plenty of other services that a business broker offers, selling businesses is our primary function. Aside from the ones that fold, every private business anywhere in the world will eventually change hands. Every one. Go out and drive around for an hour or so. Notice the number of businesses, not just the car dealerships and healthcare providers and construction companies on Main Street, but also the small manufacturers and distribution companies in the industrial parks. Think about the plant nurseries, real estate businesses, accounting practices, and insurance firms. There's also equipment distributors, manufacturers of auto parts, and cabinet companies. And don't forget internet businesses and any of the other enterprises that you can't see on a day-to-day basis. Think about the hundreds, thousands of franchises, from restaurants and hair salons to tax preparers, early learning centers and sign companies. There are more than a million franchised businesses in North America alone. Each is an independent business, and each will eventually be sold. The list goes on and on. Every business that does not fail will eventually change hands. When that time comes, the owners of those businesses will need the expertise of a professional business broker. Now, selling businesses isn't the only thing we do. One very important function of a business broker's practice is business valuation. Not only does every business we list for sale have to be valued and appraised, but we're also hired to provide valuation and appraisal services for lenders, accountants, and attorneys, as well as to the business owners themselves to make sure, for example, that buy-sell agreements and life insurance policies are adequately funded. Businesses need to be valued also for partnership dissolution, estate planning, the death or disability of an owner, divorces, and countless other financial and legal reasons. For example, when business owners want to expand into a new channel and need to borrow money to do so, their lender will need an appraisal. Well, we do that. Valuing businesses is an attractive revenue stream for business brokers. By joining the Worldwide Business Brokers system, or simply by taking our courses, you will be expert in the valuation of businesses. We also provide consulting services. We create business and marketing plans. We assist in brand development and advise on many other aspects of running businesses. We're paid generous fees for each of these important services. Like real estate brokers, business brokers are paid a commission for any business transfer they facilitate. Also like real estate, the commission is usually a percentage of the sales price. Businesses, however, generally sell for much more than the standard home. We focus on businesses with transaction values of between $250,000 and $20 million. As you can probably imagine, it does not take many sales to generate a very handsome income. When business owners decide to sell, they need us as much as they need their banker, their lawyer, and their accountant. It is also a career that provides great flexibility. You can make your own hours, take only the projects that you want to take, add brokers to your office, and essentially grow as large and profitable as you'd like. You can also keep it small if you prefer. If you have a passion for racquetball or windsurfing, you have the flexibility to do those things. For instance, I spend as much time as possible on my sailboat, I assure you. If this type of work sounds interesting, we can help you make it a reality. We provide training courses, coaching, forms and contracts, ad files, website, and all the help you need to get started and help you grow as a professional business broker. We'll be available to help at any time, for any reason, on any deal. If you'd like to learn more about becoming a business broker, click on the Start a Conversation link nearby and, well, start a conversation. Get in on the ground floor of what is becoming a service in high demand. As soon as I hear from you, I'll send our recent bulletin 4 important tips for starting out as a business broker at no charge. Well, thanks for listening. Check out our blog and podcasts. Subscribe to either and you'll receive our list of 5 potential problems with mergers and acquisitions. I hope to hear from you soon. Thanks a lot.